What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker. With a website that fits your unique vision, let your ideas flow with AI that guides you, but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Go to Wix.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, it's Ask Me Anything, where we put your questions to people working in interesting careers, perhaps from an unusual professional background. Today, I am chatting to accent and dialect coach Aisling Goodwin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You might explain, first of all, what is it that you do?
So I'm an accents and dialect coach, so I get anybody from absolutely any walk of life. They don't necessarily have to be actors and they're looking to take on a different type of accent or do a reduction of their own accent if it's for like public speaking or that kind of thing. So bit of a mixed bag.
If they're trying to change their accent, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they're trying to get their phone voice.
Yeah, phone voice. A little bit posher.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's two strands. It's people, as you say, wanting to alter their own in some way, or obviously as a professional actor or voice. Voiceover artist, they might work with the likes of yourself.
Absolutely, because actors, obviously, we're supposed to be a bit of everything.
Yeah.
And as actors, we do tend to lie and say, yeah, we can do that, no problem. So I get people all the time in a panic going.
I'm really good at being an American.
yeah.
And they contact you then looking for advice, right?
Yes.
How did you get into this?
So I've always been a mimic. So when I was a kid, I would just always automatically like copy people that I was seeing and hearing. So I just naturally took it on. I never knew what I was doing. And then obviously being an actor myself, people kept asking me, like, how are you doing that? Like, you hear the thing, you do the thing. Like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
So I started to work with a couple of accent coaches myself, in particular Paul Meyer. But they do a different style to what I do. They do, like, they focus on the phonetic alphabets and stuff, and I don't. I do a more physical muscle memory approach. But over COVID, just for a bit of fun, I started working with a couple of actors, and it just kind of took off. From there.
Demand was high. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. If you have a question for Aisling today, she was with us a little earlier to tell us how she got into this industry. But we've this question in from Linda.
So how far deep do you go into it when you're like preparing an accent? Like, do you think about the language it's derived from, the colloquial sayings, like the history of the area? Like, do you go really deep into it, or are you just listening to the syllables and kind of taking it from there?
That's a really good question, because it depends on the situation. So if it's for an audition, it's usually just quick fire and it's just simple mimicry to try and get the phonetics correctly. And what I teach a muscle memory, so it's to try and understand the mechanics of the mouth and like the actual placement so that you can hold on to the accent. But the dialect does dictate an awful lot, because like there's a lot of sentence constructs that'll be different across regions. There's a lot of slang that's different depending on what century it's in as well. There'll be different language uses, so it can play a massive part in it. So depending on the situation, I would cover all of that. But if it's for an audition or a TV show and it's quite urgent, it's more surface level.
Okay. What was the name, the memory? The
muscle memory.
Sorry, I thought you said the muscle memory. How do you actually learn that?
So we've all actually done it before, because we've all learned how to speak. So we've all done mimicry, but you hear it, you hear the thing, you do the thing, but you're not really in control of your mouth of how you're making those sounds. Depending where you breathe from and how much air you have in your mouth, that's going to dictate the shape of the tongue in your mouth. It's going to dictate if you have tenseness in your jaw. That's all going to create an echo chamber in your mouth, which is naturally going to make a noise. So it's not just about the mimicry of the phonetics or of the vowels or anything like that. It's the actual shape inside the mouth will make this sound for you. And then you fold in the signature sounds of the accent that you're looking for. And it's kind of like learning how to dance. Like if you walked into a dance hall and seen a really complicated choreography, you know, you're going to panic. If you're uncoordinated like I am, you're going to absolutely panic. But you're going to have to concentrate an awful lot on those steps initially. You're going to understand the melody. You might even be able to predict what way the melody is going to go, because you latch onto that with your ear. It's mimicry. But then when you break it down and you start to do it a couple of times, you're not thinking about it as much anymore. Your muscle memory is taken over. Your body knows what to do. So for me, when I'm teaching accents, it's a whole body thing. It's getting your body to do as much of it as you possibly can, with the view being that you're not going to have to sacrifice your performance to try and concentrate on maintaining an accent.
087 1400 106. If you have a WhatsApp, well, if you have a question for Aisling Goodwin, we've this query from Kim.
Can I ask what accent is your favourite?
Oh, I have a soft spot for the Australian accent.
Really?
Yeah. It always just puts me in a good mood. Because they're always just happy.
Is it? Well, I associate it as kind of being, it's a little sort of sing-songy, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like they're singing at you even when they're angry with you. They're singing into your face. But it's, the melody is really easy to latch onto. And because the placement is so similar to our own, like our tongue shape, like where we would project and reverberate from, it's literally just the melodic change and the cadence of speech change with a couple of different phonetic sounds. So it's quite an easy transition for us to do. But it does. It always puts a smile on my face when I'm doing.
So typically, does that mean Irish actors are good at acting Australians?
They can be, yeah. But yeah. I've seen it. I always get people coming on saying, oh, I can't do accents. I'm not very good. Or, I can do a couple of words. And then when they get the feeling into the muscle and they understand what's actually going in their mouth and then they can apply the melody, they latch onto it really, really quickly.
We have another question from Niall.
So I was wondering, who do you think is the best actor working today at doing different accents and doing them well?
Oh, that's a good one. It would have to be either Ruth Wilson. Ruth Negg is a brilliant actress as well with accents. I've seen her do
many
different
types.
She's from Love Hate. Yeah, but I've seen her in American shows as well, even doing like...
She's on a great show on Apple TV at the moment. What, or on Disney, is it?
She's phenomenal. Any accent I've heard her do, she's just absolutely incredible. She's a total natural at it.
So that means somebody like that has good muscle memory for being able to do that?
Yeah, it means like she is a mimic, because most of us are mimics, particularly creatives tend to be quite mimicry. It's just that she has the ability to control the muscles in her mouth and is aware of the movements that she's doing, and she's able to just mimic it perfectly.
You told me when you were here a little earlier today, aside from, I suppose, helping actors and voiceover artists, you know, work on a particular accent, you often have clients or customers that come to you because, well, basically they're maybe trying to lose their own accent or improve it in some way. Is there a particular county in Ireland or a particular accent that people look to try and adopt more?
Yeah, so I get a lot of people from the West who are actors or public speakers, and they're trying to reduce their accent somewhat.
Stop. So basically me trying to lose it.
But it's not about masking your own accent, because that's like uniquely yours, but it's just kind of getting the phone version of your voice. It's just learning to control it, because it's like when you're away on holidays, if someone can't understand you, I speak really fast with my own family and friends. Like you need subtitles to understand me. But when I'm away or I'm doing public speaking, I just slow down slightly, and that changes. Like you allow in more air, it flattens your tongue, it changes your reverberation and projection, which naturally makes your speech clearer. So it's not that you're like masking your own accent, you're just putting it onto a scale and learning how to reduce it slightly when you need to.
To a certain extent, probably working in news, I would have had to do that
years
ago. Yeah. And you are often accused of changing your accent or putting on a voice, but it's actually even often as simple as just trying to talk properly. For instance, I just said trying there as opposed to trying, and the weather was one that used to always catch me. Like I can't say it's raining. It's raining, you know, and it's often just even talking properly. Yeah. With this question from Lexi.
What is the hardest accent to recreate, and what is the hardest accent to cover up?
Irish accent 100% is the hardest accent to teach, because it doesn't follow any of the natural rules that normal accents would. And there's about 954 of them.
Right.
And the hardest one to cover up would have to be Cork.
Cork's the hardest to lose, is it?
Hardest, yeah. It's because of the melody. It's so sing-songy, but there's a lot of different slang that creeps in. So I found that's the one that's harder. Just a little bit harder.
Yeah, it is. It kind of starts low and sort of rises high, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What about the Donegal accent? Because there's about a million variations within the county alone.
I actually personally love the Donegal accent, because it's a very, very soft, kind of soothing accent. But the melody is easier to, like, if you just flatten the tongue ever so slightly, it migrates your pronunciation and your reverberation into the middle of the mouth. And it just has this lovely kind of gentle flow. It's very easy to neutralise that one. And then again, like if you need to, it's learning how to dial it up and dial it down, but the pronunciations wouldn't be as sharp. So most along the West would have really heavy rhotic ors. So like the or casts a shadow across the next three or four words. It's the same with Kildare for myself, and the dragged T's, whereas Donegal is a lot softer. So it's not as retroflexic in the middle of the mouth. It's not as heavy. It doesn't cast as much of a shadow.
Right.
And then just changing the melody around, just like pitching down. a little bit at the end of the sentence and works a treat.
Listener says, my husband and I are both from Kerry. We live in South Dublin. Is there any way we can make sure that our kids don't have this accent? We'd much prefer a more neutral accent. Our relatives will never let them live it down. So hang on, they're living in South Dublin, so they don't want the kids to be Dubs, basically. No. They don't want the children to have D4 accents.
That's fair.
Probably okay with a K4.
Yeah, myself and my sister were the same when we grew up in Kildare. We're like, no, we're going to, like, we basically give each other elocution lessons. But it's very simple. It's just about getting them to understand the tongue placement and the tongue shape, because that dictates an awful lot. That's your anchor. If that's more narrow, that's going to create narrower vowels, which is where the Kerry accent comes in. But it also, the narrower the mouth, the more tenseness is in the jaw, and that's where the Dublin accent twangs are going to come in. So it's just about getting them to create space in their mouth and utilizing the pockets at the back of the tongue and flattening that tongue a little bit, and then folding in just some of the phonetics, which are very generalized. But it's nothing for them to panic about. It's very easily resolved.
Well, I mean, you don't need to panic at all. I mean, if your child sounds like a Dub, it's funny though, isn't it? Even when you cross the Liffey, you know, the difference in tone.
Yeah. Well, my mom's from Dublin, and depending on her mood, her accent will change dramatically.
We've this question in from Danny.
Do the terrible Irish accents in American films annoy you?
Oh God, absolutely. I've worked on a couple of American projects as an actor and as a dialect coach. And the first time I was on one, I'm not a very good liar, let's say.
Right.
If my mouth doesn't say it, my face will. And they were doing their Irish accents, and they were doing their very best, and it was just written all over my face. And they're like, how was that? And I was like, you can't, please don't do this.
Please don't.
Yeah, but they have the same problem that we would have doing theirs, because they project from the back with loads of air. So they're trying to do an Irish accent with a wide lateral widening at the back of the throat, which is how we get that fake breathy accent that's now mainstream. But it's the same when Irish are trying to do American. We speak from the front, so we're doing it without air, trying to project at the back. And it literally is just a simple projection.
Please ask Aisling, your dialect coach, is the Irish accent hard to do? Well, you said that. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're the likes of Jamie Dornan, Pierce Brosnan. He says his dad's from Kerry. You know, why do they find it so difficult?
Again, like, so the placements are all the same, and there's a lot of similarities. But the problem is they're very, very heavy rhotic oars, and that creates a different reverberation in their mouth, and the projection actually goes upwards. So it causes their melody to pitch upwards, and it's very, very very, very hard for them to grab that melody and pitch it back down and create that space. It literally is just where they're pitching inside their mouth, inside the echo chamber. It's put out in a very weird way to say it. It's just the shape of their tongue.
087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. Is it true that if people are good at, you know, taking off or putting on an accent, that they tend to be musically minded?
It can be very, very helpful, but I've had people who, by their own admission, are completely tone deaf and can still do it, because it's movement. It's once you understand the movement, like, everybody can stretch, most people can stretch and do exercise or do dance or whatever. Even if you've never done it before, you don't have to be particularly good at it, but you don't necessarily have to be musical. It's just feeling that sensation in your face.
With this question from Christy.
Would you agree with me that the Cork accent is probably one of the finest in the world?
It's only a Corkman that could ask that question.
Yeah. I would absolutely agree.
It is great. I actually really like the Kerry accent as well.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. I really enjoy them.
I would imagine, it's funny, one thing I've noticed in Dublin over the last 13, 14 years is that when Dubs tend to take off a Donegal accent, or not even just, but any kind of border accent, it's all just the one. Mm-hmm. Like, they could say, oh, you're the one, Andrea, you sound like, and the next thing, I'll have a Derry accent, or I'm from Tyrone, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, it's just all of the North, they're all put into one accent.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's the same with any accent, really. It's like, oh, do the Irish accent, do the Dublin accent. It's like, there's thousands of them. There's loads of different variations. But the biggest underlying factor that's often overlooked is the slang and the dialect. And that dictates an awful lot. Like, if you're trying to apply an accent over a different dialect, it's going to pull you out of it anyway. And that's what happens quite a bit with actors and even public speakers. They could have, like, American text and they're trying to do an Irish accent. It's just not going to work.
Texter's wondering, why do some people pick up accents depending on who they're talking to? I have one or two friends like that, actually.
I do that all the time. And the problem I used to have was I wasn't aware of it. So I would be speaking to someone and then I'd start mimicking them. And then they used to think I was, like, making fun of them, or I was just doing it for fun. I wasn't even aware of it. But if you are musical and you are a mimic, you will start to pick it up unknowns to yourself, because naturally the migration in your mouth happens based off of what you're hearing. And you might not necessarily be aware of it. If you're not aware of it, you can't catch it.
Do you know what I notice? And I hope they won't mind me telling this, but I'm going to say it now anyway. One or two of my friends with kids pretty young, well, they're maybe 7 or 8. all of these American accents, little American twangs. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. And like the parents are from,
it's social media.
Middle of Ireland. Like.
It's entirely social media. That's what's happening. I see it with the younger actors coming up. They all have the Americanisms and the twang, and sometimes they come out with American phrasing, and it's actually from the social media that they're watching all the time.
My wife is English. My daughters have a strong English twang, even though we live in Waterford. Is there anything I can do to stop it? Ask this listener in panic.
Fair enough. Tell us how you really feel. It's the same thing. It's just creating space in the mouth, because Irish speakers, we speak really fast. We project from the front. We have our underlying signature sounds, which county by county tend to be different. So it's just slowing down the speech, which will flatten down the tongue, which will create more space, and then folding in the phonetics that you do want.
It's really interesting. Listen, thanks a million, Aisling.
You're very welcome.
Not
thank
at all
for
joining
me.
Us today. Aisling Goodwin there, accents and dialect coach with us for this afternoon's Ask Me Anything. The email, as always, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. My thanks to the production team, Michael Quilligan, Mark Simpson, Dee King and Caoimhe Harney. And in particular, I want to say thanks to our researcher, Ross Leahy, who departs Lunchtime Live today. He's worked with me and the team here for the past 5 years in the show. I know he's been with Kira previously as well on the programme. And I know a lot of our listeners will have talked to Ross over the years trying to get on the programme or raising issues or whatever you had, whatever your stories, chatting to him. So we do want to thank Ross for everything during that time and wish him all the very best of luck in the future.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.